He's enjoying this, though, isn't he, Mourinho? His first title, it's going to be his first Premier League title. He won the Capital One Cup a couple of months ago at Wembley, but this is significant for Chelsea.
Yeah, and if you look at his last 5 years, I guess, since he left Inter in such successful circumstances, he's had a tough 5 years, really, because, I mean, he won the league with Real Madrid. He had some success with Real Madrid, but he was in the shadow of a brilliant Barcelona team. And he was frustrated there, and he, I think, has felt he's had something to prove. I think he will probably still have something to prove to some people, because there will always be people who say, well, you haven't done it this way, you haven't done it that way, you haven't won the Champions League this season. But in terms of proving what he wants to prove, which is that he's a winner, that he's a champion, to use one of his favourite words, I think he's proved it this season. And where people are saying, well, Chelsea could have played with more style, I mean, you've got to look at everybody else. You look at Arsenal, Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool. You know, wouldn't they want to have played with a bit more of what Chelsea have played with this season? Mm. I mean, for Chelsea to be 13 points clear and being criticised is ridiculous, really. I mean, we can all nitpick, but you are really nitpicking where Chelsea are concerned, whereas there are genuine criticisms to be directed
at the
others.
Do we do that with all teams, Ollie, or do we do it just because it's Chelsea? Is it specific to them?
Well, I think in terms of what other managers would say, I think Mourinho probably brings a lot of that on himself in terms of, you know, showing respect. Well, how often does he show respect to others? And I don't think he gets the same respect back. I mean, for Pellegrini, after the season he's had, to be talking about Chelsea's style, I mean, Manchester City haven't exactly entertained us like we know they should have done this season. And for other people, you know, for other managers to be chipping away at Mourinho, I think that's, you know, there's a jealousy thing, but there's also a sort of sense of those managers thinking, well, he always has a go at us, so we're going to have a go back. Mourinho always has the last word, doesn't he?
Timing's everything, though, isn't it?
The one that astonishes me always is Wenger. Every time Wenger rises to Mourinho's bait, it absolutely astonishes me. For Wenger to have a go at Mourinho this week of all weeks, only a couple of weeks after his team had failed to be supposedly below par Chelsea, it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. Arsene Wenger's never beaten Jose Mourinho. He should be embarrassed about that.
Why hasn't he done it? Why can't he do it?
He's not good enough.
He's not good enough for his team?
Well, it's one and the same. It's his team. Not good enough.
Hmm. Would you back Mourinho in charge of Arsenal?
Then the supporters would have another great philosophical leap to be made, because, of course, the point was made after the last Sunday, after the chance of boring Chelsea, and the name of George Graham was mentioned. Mm. And, you know, George Graham then came out and praised Chelsea for the way they played. You know,
he's the only person who I heard would say, I'd be happy to watch that game all over again.
Well, boring, set that aside, he had a philosophy and it won two titles for Arsenal and the supporters loved it. And they even had a song about it, 1-0 to the Arsenal. So, you know, it's... You know, if you're winning the title in the stands, then you're happy to see it. And there is something to be admired about. If you set out to do that, it's you're setting out a stall and a strategy and saying, right, come on, let's do it. Floyd Mayweather's just done it in a way, you know. Mm. So,
there is not a set of supporters in this country, with the possible exception of West Ham supporters, who would not swap what they have for winning. Simple.
That's not really... We only know half the equation. So.
the thing with Chelsea, I mean, they've done it with ease this season, even though it's felt like a bit of a slog the last couple of months, really. I mean, they've been winning by the odd goal most of the time. They've been, you know, they haven't been hitting top gear or anything like it. But I guess the thing will come next season. Can they do it in more style? And it's not just the media that will be saying that. I think the fans will want to see... Once they regard themselves as champions, they will want to see their team playing with a bit more style than they've done in the second half of the season. And we know Abramovich will certainly want that. And I think
they played with a bit of style on Wednesday night when they beat Leicester. They came back from a goal.
His Real Madrid team set some, you know, a goal scoring record as well in Spain, didn't they? Yeah. I think he's been very clever. When he came back for the beginning of last season and he did that big press conference where he called himself the happy one. And I think he was even doing a bit of groundwork then, as you would expect. I think he may well have looked... That first season is going to be tough, you know. And unlike his first season the first time around, there was City with all their might and finance to be dealt with and, you know... So probably the plan was to win the title in the second season would be more realistic. And once it's in sight, he's shepherding it home, which is what any manager would do.